Okay, brethren, I've said my piece.
Mark, you mentioned the River Euphrates. The land actually was given even before Moses. It was the covenant, the second covenant was made with Abraham in Genesis 15, where it stakes out the land, the whole territory that God promised to the Israelites. And the western part, it says, goes all the way to the River Euphrates, which would be the entirety of Iraq. And then the borders goes down into Egypt and even up onto Lebanon. So that was given the covenant
One of
made.
them that I read, there's about five of them. One of them said to the river of Egypt.
That it talked about it in the covenant. The first covenant was made with Abraham in Genesis 12, which talks about personally the relationship that he will, that he will, be as the sands of the sea and the sky, the stars of the sky, and that he will, that all nations will be blessed because of Abraham. But the second covenant was made in three chapters later, which concerns the land that God promised to the seed of Abraham. So
Amen.
the Israel or the Palestinians, have no basis for saying that they control the land or that it's their land. They are squatters, actually.
Amen. How much of Christ do you really want? You want it all from the river to the sea?
Brother Mark,
Yes, please. Go.
the portion that really caught my attention is the aspect of them trying to make a captain that will lead them back to Egypt.
Oh my.
I would want us to look a little bit of that, how it applies to us this time. I know that the message is basically for individuals. Are trying to address the giants that are standing against us as brethren. But as a corporate body of Christ, when such expressions come out from where we are reading, how does it apply to us making captains? What it comes to me sometimes is we have left the systems of the world, which is Egypt, and the systems of the world may not be complete when you remove politics. So one of the things that we left as Christians, leaving the systems of the world, was politics. And we believe that the kingdom we are expecting is not going to be, built through politics, because politics in itself is a product of humanity. We are quoting Aristotle and all those, philosophers, the Greek philosophers who set up different, systems of rulership. So that is out concerning our kingdom and our reign with God. So if we left the systems of the world, then politics must be one cardinal aspect of the systems of the world. But we hear at this time when we are hoping to elect some of these politicians to bring some world peace, to bring some ease in our economy. Maybe because the thing is biting on us too much, so we are looking for some leverage, and we are putting our trust in the world politics, so that we want to go and stand, behind one politician as a captain that will lead us away from the suffering that we are facing. So that normally comes to me, and I want us to also look at some other aspects and to also ask if that is a good perspective to look at that expression, trying to make captains that will lead us back to Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
Mike's not here today, Mark?
It appears that he's not.
He is and he's not.
Right. It appears.
Well, sometimes he has business that he has to do in travel on the weekend. So that's probably where he is.
I miss his wisdom today.
Well, he'll be on next week. Howard's going to be running the controls for the Zoom meeting. And he's going to bring something. If you have something you need to share or want to share, and take a good bite of time, get a hold of him and tell him.
Who, me?
Anybody.
Well, Mike is well able to take both meetings, I'm sure.
Okay.
It's up to him, really.
Yeah.
You talked about in one place about the enemy cannot take our salvation away, but he ties us up, right? He entangles us, you know, with cares of this world or whatever, and that reminds me of the scripture in John 10:10. Says the enemy comes to rob, kill, and destroy. But of course, Jesus came that we would have life and abundantly. But the idea that he comes to rob, kill, and destroy, he's actually after trying to rob us of the kingdom of God. And I always like what Paul defines the kingdom of God in Romans 14:17. He said the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So like you said, he can't take away our salvation. And because first of all, he cannot touch our righteousness, because in essence, we don't have any righteousness. You know, our righteousness is we are covered with Christ, the righteousness of Christ. So the enemy can't touch that. So what's he do? He wants to rob us of our peace. So he will do whatever he can to steal our peace. And if he can do that, you know, with all life circumstances and whatever problems that, you know, he wants to entangle us with, then he also steals our joy. So we have to be mindful of God's, of Satan's ways, and always, you know, put the hedge of protection, like Sister was talking about today, you know, the armor of God. And even when we are under Satan's attack, to praise the Lord, you know, that's one of our great weapons. Pray and praise, and we won't fall prey to the enemy stealing our peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, have we finished, brethren? I'll turn the recording off.